Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know where I was 25 years ago tomorrow, like it was yesterday. Coach and one of my mentors, Mike Keenan, finally won the Stanley Cup. I went up to New York to hang out and enjoy the day and watch the Rangers celebrate their Stanley Cup championship. Now, I know, Anthony, as a young boy, you were not celebrating the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup, correct?
No, I was just focused on my Knicks in Game 5 of the finals against the Rockets.
That Friday night, I made it back by a train, came back from the Rangers celebration, and came back and met up with a group of my friends, and we were celebrating what had been a really cool week. And the NBA finals are on. It was Rockets-Knicks, right?
Yes, Game 5. Knicks took a 3-2 series lead.
Split screen, and then they had the O.J. chase going on with Al Cowings driving the white Bronco, and the entire 24-hour immediacy, you know, media really took off from the O.J. trial. In fact, because from that point on, it changed daytime television forever. There were... Do you realize there were 10% of the court of the judge shows on television before the OJ trial? 10% of the judge shows that are on television today. Legal dramas. There are three times as many legal dramas just on network television than were on before the OJ trial. For those of you who enjoy the daytime dramas, there used to be like 11 soap operas. Now there's four, I think. Is there four? Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful. Yeah. It created a whole thing because the OJ trial was on like 24/7. But I'll say it, 25 years later, if I was on the jury, and I have infuriated friends of mine with this opinion over the years, if I'm on the O.J. Simpson jury, I also would have found him not guilty. And it drives friends of mine crazy when I say that. And I've had 24 years almost to think about it since that verdict went down. And it doesn't change my opinion in the least. I wouldn't have found O.J. Simpson guilty. Mainly because of the fact that I, in my heart of hearts, and someone who has read extensively on that case, I loved everything about that case, reading about it, reading accounts of the case afterwards. I haven't wavered at all. And it all comes down to Mark Furman, who somehow now has made a career of being a legal analyst for Fox News, which I really don't understand. Because as the lead investigator on the case, lead detective on the case, Mark Furman was just asked the question, did you plant evidence in the case? And he pled the fifth. He didn't answer the question. And yes, I've heard every legal mind tell me that wants to try to excuse that and go, well, there were reasons, because if he answers that question, then he has to answer other questions and it opens up a whole can of worms, blah, 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 blah. Mark Furman couldn't answer the question. Did you plant evidence in the case? And if I think on the jury, if I'm on a jury, and the lead investigator cannot answer the question, did you plant evidence in the case? It should be, of course not. I would never do that. What are you talking about? How dare you bring that up? If he can't answer that question, not guilty. And that case, again, the most notorious case of my lifetime, and a case that forever is now being brought back, quote unquote, to life, as O.J. Simpson has gone on to Twitter, and he's now joined Twitter. And I'm very surprised. Anthony, are you telling me that Robin Lundberg followed O.J. Simpson?
Yes, that's what he told me, yes.
Okay. I'm just going to say, folks, what kind of ghouls are following O.J. Simpson on social media? What in the world are you doing? What do you not have going on in your life? And I love Lundberg. And any one of you that is following him on social media, seriously, what do you have going on or do you not have going on in your life that you are going to give that man your attention and give him become followers of him on Twitter? I can't understand it. I can't understand it. Why anybody wants to give him more of his 15 minutes of fame. That said, I think it's important. Absolutely important that you don't in any way take part in a jury and then ignore the facts. And facts are, if the lead investigators can't be trusted, I'm letting them walk too. I'm letting them walk. As bad as it is, we have to trust the legal system. And so many in America don't trust the legal system. If you can't trust the legal system, then all of us are screwed. If you can't trust the police to do their jobs, and you can't trust prosecutors to do their jobs, they're not. Now, tomorrow is going to be a zoo. Tomorrow is going to be a Newsday zoo. But can I ask you not to give OJ, because within reasonable doubt, there's just no, they framed a guilty man. And I really believe that. I think they framed a guilty man. So he doesn't bring home the murder weapon. He doesn't bring home bloody clothes. He doesn't bring home anything. But one bloody glove somehow makes it, not where the other one was dropped, somehow makes it back to his property and is dropped there. I'm not buying it at all. Absolutely never bought it. Don't believe it for a second. And I know my wife's under the belief system that someone could have gotten paid off to do that, to make that kind of judgment, to say, yeah, I believe somebody planted evidence. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I can't do it. This is going to be a zoo. Don't follow him on Twitter, though. Don't give him any more attention than he already is begging for on a daily basis. Rick in Tennessee, is Rick in Tennessee still with us or not, Anthony? He's dropped off. Okay, I just want to make sure. If you want to jump in, you can at 855. CBS. 855-212-4CBS. To me, He is a soulless creature. Then on the 25th anniversary of that event, he is joining Twitter. And he's out there saying, hey, I've got some getting even to do. Well, we know what happens when OJ wants to get even with people. In fact, he just got out of prison. I think last year when I was in Vegas, I think as he got out of prison. Was it just last year? I was in Las Vegas when the judge ruled that he was going to get out of prison. When OJ wants to get even with people, there's usually guns involved, physical intimidation, or other weapons. And it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Don't give this man a platform. Don't give him any reason. Don't give him more reason to be in the spotlight. Because this is the most horrible reason in the world for anybody to be in the spotlight. This is not the forum that he deserves. So do what you can.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.